Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Now, here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with something to think about.
What about a little six-year-old boy who had started the first grade? Now, he loved school, his teacher, and all his playmates, and he especially loved recess. But he wasn't prepared for getting up every morning very early and getting to school on time. He wanted to be able to sleep as long as he wanted to and go to school at his convenience. When his mother tried to give him a pep talk about his routine, that he would have to get up every morning early and go to school at least 5 days a week, he shrugged his shoulders and said, "Mom, you just don't understand how it is in my world." Well, a lot of us feel that same way in wanting to respond to God. Even though Jesus told us this world was going to be a place of difficulty, we want to blame Him when it happens to us. We want things to happen the way we want them to happen, not the way we know by experience that they're going to happen. Now, Jesus was more than fair. He told us just before He was crucified, He said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Listen, I have found in life that a lot of life depends upon circumstance. It's how I view the circumstance that I'm in. And if I can keep proper perspective about my circumstance, it makes my attitude a whole lot better. Heard about a young co-ed writing a letter at home to her mom and dad, went like this. "Dear Mom and Dad, just thought I'd drop you a note to clue you in on my plans. I have fallen in love with a guy named Jim. He quit high school after the 11th grade. About a year ago, he got divorced. We've been going steady now for 2 months and plan to get married this fall. Until then, I decided to just go ahead and move into his apartment. I think I might be pregnant. At any rate, I dropped out of school last week, though I'd like to finish sometime in the future." Now they turned the page and read the rest of it. "Mom and Dad, want you to know that everything I've written so far is false. None of it's true, but Mom and Dad, it is true that I got a C in French and flunked math. And it is true I'm going to need some more money for my tuition payments." You see, perspective makes a big difference. Think about it.
Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. It's been almost like fall out there. And we're glad to be with you today. Jim is out sick today. He called me last night, and he can barely talk. And that's strange for Jim. Not be able to talk. You know, he's so shy and everything. But we miss him. We do. We love Jim, and he's a big part of this program. But we got a big show lined up for you today, a lot to talk about. We got a guest coming in, and we're just going to have a big time for you. Let's play a little music from Ralph Stanley that was featured on Old Brother, Where Art Thou, Old Death.
Oh. Won't you stand me over till another day? Well, what is this that I can't see? Well, that's cold hand taking hold of me. Well, this is death, none can excel. I hold a key to heaven or hell.
You're treating me, you're blinding me.
I can't see. You're stiffening my limbs and making me cold. You're taking my body from my soul. Coats were before me, an old and a new. How can I have either, so what must I do? One coat was ugly and terribly torn. The other, a new one, had never been. Coat was earthly and not fit to wear. I thought of it often and shed many tears. Then there was a clean one presented to view. I laid off the old coat and put on the new. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I laid off the old coat and put on the new. The first man was earthly and made on the ground. We bore all his image, the whole world around. The next was my savior from heaven so far. He gave me this new coat you now see me wear. Now this coat, it fits me and keeps me so warm. Has dressed me in garments so red. He filled me with glory, his image got bad. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I lay off the old coat and put on the new.
That was a couple from Ralph Stanley right there. Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. So put on the old coat and put on the new. And, oh, brother, where art thou? I want to talk about my good friends at Fannin's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Electric, located down here on Main Street in Paintsville, the oldest sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. They've been with us for 32 years now. Faithful. That's what you call a faithful sponsor right there. And I hope we're doing them some good. We must be. Stay with us that long. But they specialize in the good American standard products, and I've got two of them. They do a wonderful job. They got a good warranty on them. They got financing available, too. If you need any heating, cooling, plumbing, electric done, call our good friends at Fannin's today. Let's hear a good word from Fannin's, and we'll be right back.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also, check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
All righty, that's our good friends at Fannin's. Hey, I got an announcement to make here. This is a deal of a lifetime right here. If you are looking for a place to live, listen to this deal on rent. Got a one-bedroom apartment for rent, only $375 a month. Garbage and water is paid, and you only have to pay a $200 deposit. You're not going to find that rent anywhere. $375 a month, $200 deposit, ready to move in. You call 226-8729. One-bedroom apartment, only $375 a month. And tell them Dave and Jim told you to call. And it's only a $200 deposit. And you get your gas and or your garbage and your water paid for. You can't beat that. Let's hear a song from the Highland Bluegrass Quartet. Children, go western thee.
Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee one by one, cause one was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee two by two, cause two was a Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee three by three, cause three was the Hebrew children, two was a Paul and Silas, one was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. Lordy, how will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee four by four, cause four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children, two was a Paul and Silas, one was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. Lordy, how will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee five by five, cause five was the five that come back alive. Four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children, two was a Paul and Silas, one was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. Lordy, how will I send thee? Oh, I'm gonna send thee ten by ten, cause ten was the ten commandments. Nine was the nine that stood in the line. Eight was the eight that waited at the gate. Seven was the seven that never got to heaven. Six was the six that didn't get fixed. Five was the five that come back alive. Four was the four that stood at the door. Three was the Hebrew children, two was a Paul and Silas, one was a little bitty baby born in Bethlehem, in Bethlehem.
Children born in Bethlehem.
Watchers, the Atkins, and South Beach. None of these diets work for me. My condition is one you just can't treat. Oh, I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat. Oh, I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat. My belly's so big that I can't see my feet. A skinny person I will never be. Cause I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat. Oh, the grapefruit diet, I'm sick of that. by the way, it didn't burn any of my fat. My favorite, one of all, are those Slim Fast shakes. They go great with donuts and Twinkies and cookies and hot fudge cake. Oh, I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat. My belly's so big that I can't see my feet. A skinny person I will never be. 'Cause I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat. I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat.
I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat. Lord, that's the kind of diet I live on right there. I'm one of them seafood diets. Seafood, need it, Scott. That's the way I am. Doing. Hey, we got a special guest in the studio today with us. None other than the checker playing champion of Johnson County. At least that's what he claims to be. Phillips from Phillips Heating Hardware. How in the world are you, Phillip?
I'm fine. How's Dave?
I'm good, buddy. I was out there the other day, and you was busy as a beaver out there.
I know, I run my legs off. What can I say?
Hey, we got some big ones on out there next Saturday, don't we?
Really?
Tell us a little bit about it.
Customer Appreciation Day next Saturday, starting from about 9 o'clock till, I don't know, probably 1 or 2, somewhere in there. We're going to have some bands, I think, from
For His Grace is coming from Highlands.
11 till 1 or something. Yeah. We're going to serve hot dogs and the fixings all on that. Most of all, it's going to be a good savings day.
Oh, man. That's the big part. Now, before you go into savings, I got to brag on your wife's hot dog sauce. It's the best I've ever put in my mouth.
Mike Keisel came down there the other day, and he asked me, he said, when is the next hot dog sauce? Yeah. He said, that's the best I've ever eaten in my life.
And you may or may not know this, and I'm not giving it away, but she's got a little special surprise, too, on the food, too. I'm not going to tell you about it. You probably don't even know about it.
I probably don't know.
I'm going to tell her not to tell you till I get into it. But you're going to have some savings that day and some vendors in, hopefully.
Yeah. Our X-Mart rep's going to be there. Mm-hmm. There'll be some savings on that. But most of all, you know, as fall as the season, we usually have a Customer Appreciation Day in the spring. But this year we kind of didn't get to do it.
And right.
Everything kind of, everybody was busy and first one thing and another. So we decided to do it this fall. Which is coming up chainsaw season.
Oh, yeah.
With electric bills the way they are. And
be I got mine the other day.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's getting them. And so we talked to Echo and got to talking with them. And we're going to be able to run a special on every Echo Bearcat product. That includes that big log splitter.
Yes, sir.
Chipper, all the chainsaws, the weed eaters. It won't include Shindawas, but it does Echo and Bearcat. Mm-hmm. And the generators, pressure washers, are going to be 20% off.
Oh, my goodness. That's
on Saturday
a good
only. It'll be only one day deal. Wow. We'll have in house financing there for people who need financing. The X-Mart rep, we got 0% up to 42 months on any of those units.
Wow.
There'll be some specials on them.
And you know, I tell people every week on those mowers, that's the last mower you ever own.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When you buy it, you're done, you know.
Yeah.
They've got a big enough deck, it'd take years to rust on them. You know,
it would. Well, you know, if you just tuned in, we're talking to Phillips from Phillips Heat Hardware out on the Paint Select Road, your complete hardware store. And, Philip, I know what I like about your store is when you go in there, and I come in there all the time needing certain things, you all know about everything in that store.
Yeah,
you go to these big chains, they don't have a clue. It's pretty bad when you go in a store and you know more about the problem than they do. I'm trying to sell you. But that's a big plus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can fix a lot of things. You know, I'm a mechanic on heavy equipment for, I don't know, 30 years or better. Mm-hmm. And when it was out in the field, we had to make things work regardless of what it is. So that carries over to plumbing or anything else. So. That's I pretty well know about whatever. So
you got a full line of paint down there too. With you know Thanksgiving's right around the corner, everybody's sprucing up their house for the holidays. A lot of people may not know that. Full line of hardware and a fishing hole that Ripley wouldn't believe out there.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
tell us a little bit of what you got going on over there.
We just got the normal everyday stuff. You know, we got G. Loomis Rods. We're a G. Loomis dealer, Shimano dealer, too. They just sent me some words the other day that they're going to have some specials on some rods and stuff, which I ain't going to get incorporated right in on this, but because there's too much happening with all this right here. I was going to tell you, briefly touched on the paint deal.
Yeah.
Great Seal, California Paints bought Great Seal out, mm-hmm. and so we're in the process of changing all of it over to California Paints, which okay. is a they're up a bigger brand as anybody
I've heard of those
in the country, you know. So we can mix and stain, wow. colored, whatever you want. And
another good feature. I was sitting down there talking to your wife the other day, and three or four people come in to pay their bills.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
and you know. Good. When you're paying these late charges, it's no fun, $35, $40 a pop. And you can go down there and pay your bill right there. It took maybe 2 minutes at that. And if your bill's due that day and she runs that, it's applied right then, right?
It's done right there. The now, the other day it was a little bit slower than that, but it wasn't our fault. It was the Internet.
Right.
So, but, you know, on most occasions it don't take long to get them, you know.
And how many bills can they pay? I mean, I think she said up to 500.
I'd say there's around 500.
Because she had about 495 of mine down there I could pay.
Now, he just brings her check to us.
Now, we were talking about high power bills. Are you going to have any of those green furnaces down there?
Oh, yeah.
Shirley? Tell us, man, these
Heath
power
Fisher
bills.
Has come out with a new one this year that it's the GS series, they call it. It's basically like the G series.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more efficient than what the older furnaces was as far as wood consumption. And they've took a little bit of things off of the G-Series mm-hmm. to make it, I think they're about $2,000 difference in price.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you lose a few advantages. I could kind of explain it to you if somebody wanted to come out and look at them. And I had a gentleman from West Virginia call me there the other day, and he's getting up his final stuff, and he said, I'll be after one. So
yeah. So well, you know what they need to do? They need to come out Saturday. You've got one out there and look at it, because how much can they save on a power bill?
Oh, it's unreal at the power bill. My power bill, we've got one at home, and my power bill's probably never over $90 to $100 in the wintertime, no matter how hot it gets or how cold it gets. You know?
I just got a $400 power bill.
Yeah.
You know, and not only do they heat your home, they run your hot water heater.
Yeah.
If you got a pool, they'll heat your pool for you. And you know, you was telling me, you've educated me in this, that the biggest bill you got is your hot water heater as far as pulling power.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it pulls a lot more power. So you can do that, plus you can do multiple buildings on it. You know, if you've got neighbors as close to it, you can pipe it to both places. It's very versatile.
And real easy to operate, and there's financing available on them, and they'll pay for themselves. Phil, can you hang around a few minutes?
Oh yeah.
We're gonna play another song. And we're talking about Phillips Heat and Hardware on the Paintsville Lake Road. Big goings on this Saturday. We're going to have hot dogs and good food to eat and vendors and chairs and live music. And I know For His Grace is going to be there with the Highland Church, and there's going to be a couple other groups there. And we're just going to have a big time handball. But Jim's going to bring his wife over. That's his date night, you know.
Take her out to dinner.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to take you out to lunch, baby.
Free meal.
Last time you had a customer appreciation, they had that Beef It Up. So he took her to your place on a date for lunch. Then he took her for a free meal at Beef It Up out there. So. Only night, and I won't go there. Let's play some Dole Loss, and we'll be back to talk to Phil here in a minute.
As I was walking in a field just down the way, sat down on a fallen log to pass the time away. And as I looked around me, the more that I did look, the more I realized that I was viewing God's coloring book. I saw a golden ray of sunlight, a silver drop of dew, soft white floating clouds sailing over the sky of blue, a yellow dandelion, a pretty evergreen, some red and orange flowers growing wild along the stream. And the more I look around me, the more that I do look, the more I realize that I am viewing
God's coloring book. Grayness in an old man's hair, the pink in baby's cheek, the blackness in a stormy sky, the brown in fallen leaves, and the multicolored rainbows stretched out across the sky, and the purple haze at sunset just before the night. And the more I look around me, the more that I do look, the more I realize that I am viewing God's coloring book. Then I turn my face toward the sky and say a silent prayer. And though God doesn't speak to me, I see Him everywhere. He is all around me. He's everywhere I look, and each new day is but a new page in God's coloring book. He is all around me. He's everywhere I look, and each new day is but a new page in God's coloring book.
Pizza.
Oh, McDonald's takes the lead and goes big, adding 2-for-5 deals up on the board. What's it going to be? The iconic Big Mac, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, filet of fish, or quarter pounder with cheese? Oh, they're good! They're all good!
The fan favorites you love are back on the McPick 2 menu. Choose any two for just $5. Mix and match your McDonald's faves today. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
This is the sound of a large Coke at McDonald's. And that is the sound of our straw going into the Coke. And now that any size soft drink is only a dollar at McDonald's, this is the sound of someone taking a long sip. Ah, sounds good, right? So hurry in now.
Enjoy a refreshing beverage at McDonald's. For a limited time, get any size soft drink or sweet tea for just a dollar. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our descendant protection plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands, on Sundays here on WSIP. The Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
That's a good friend, James Andrew, at Jones Preston Funeral Home on the Starfire Hill, right here in Paintsville. Been serving our family for years and years and years. And I'm sure you've been up there, Philip, for different things. And but what a wonderful, genuine man he is. They can meet any type of funeral you need, from large to small. They can do relocation. They can do military. Just anything you need. And what a facility. Plenty of parking, chapel on site. And they strive to meet your needs. But the best part, he's kept his building updated through the years, and his staff is a secret to his success. They give you customer service like none other. Our good friends at Jones Preston. Now, Philip, I want to ask you a question. We've been on the air now for 34 years, and every time we get a guest in, we ask them a question. And No pressure here, but nobody's ever missed this question. What's the number one combo at McDonald's?
I'd say a Big Mac.
Oh, you hit it. The Big Mac.
When they first come out, them boys went out there and laid down in the floor one time and done a big kadoo on the floor, kicking her legs and arms, and they said, what's the matter with him? They said, he's having a Big Mac.
He's having a Big Mac. Oh, Big Patty, the secret sauce. You got, boy, you, I didn't think you was that old, Scott. To remember that.
Yep.
But they got 13 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky. Every one of them brand new. And they got the best French fries. I know on my night to cook, I always go to McDonald's and get the 20-piece nugget for $5. You can't beat it. And they got great tea out there, too. That's a good friend of McDonald's. Go see one today. They give back to each community they live in, too, at McDonald's. Philip, I can't wait. Your wife said they're going to have chairs out there and a flatbed for the beds. And there's going to be vendors out there stirring along and good food. Just good fellowship, too.
Yeah. Also, I didn't mention, we've got, I think the hardware division is supposed to send us a bunch of door prizes and stuff we'll be drawing throughout the day.
Will you tell Jim O'Brien where he's an employee, he cannot win a door prize?
Okay. We'll tell him. He may argue with us, but now if he can't talk next week, it might be a different
story.
That's
right. We'll put him over there on the liar's bench. Scott and I went out there a couple weeks ago, and there was about four of them on that liar's bench. I said, see, look here. And one of them got up and moved, wouldn't sit on it. He felt so bad. I like that.
That'd be pretty good. I never thought of that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, I'll tell you what, on Philippi, I went out there about a month ago, and his boys put me to work out there. They had me do it. Tell them about your staff out there. Who you got working out there?
Yeah, I've got, actually, it's
I mean, employees. Not the customers that you put to work, but the employees.
Well, I've got a couple of my brother-in-laws, or actually three of them. I got two Herbs and Buddy, Paula's brother, that helps us a whole lot, and couldn't make it without them. You know, we're all the time doing something. There's many a things going on throughout the day, so.
That's what I love. You go out there, and there's always a group telling a big tale, you know.
Yeah, we have we get the official fishing report every morning. I've said all the time that these Duck Dynasty and all them and them TV shows that they've made millions off of, all they need to come out there and do is we'd have it right out there. We could beat them all, I believe.
You know, they could film a whole series in one day out there. You know. Are you going to have coffee out there?
We'll have coffee.
So you're going to have about 3 o'clock to put it on?
3 days beforehand to make it. I know that was going to come up.
He makes the best coffee in the world out there. But if you go out there, Scott, and it ain't ready, you better have your lunch because it's the slowest coffee pot I've ever seen in my life.
That's what makes it good.
It is good.
Ben was riding me there the other day about that. He said, now Dave's going to get audio over at coffee pot.
You know. Now, winter's coming up, fall's in the air. You got all the heat tape and the duct tape or the heat strips for those lines.
We've got all that kind of stuff that's in stock. There's been a lot of people wanting the stove pipes, starting to put their coal stoves back up and their wood stoves, and we've got those. It's got a new round of gas stoves in.
Yeah. Well, they was unloading that the other day when I was down there.
Just got those in the other day.
And that's what he had the employees unloading.
Yeah.
You put them to work. You got to be careful you put your work to go out there. They're talking about union out there, you know.
Yeah, they're all the time talking about me for something.
You're the.
I'm the one that gets it.
If the road's blocked, you know something's going on.
You know something's going on.
Oh, they're going to have plenty of parking out there. Stop in. It's going to be a wonderful time. And me and Jim will be out there. And I'll just tip you off there. Make sure they got plenty to eat. But make sure you get in front of Jim in line at the food table, I'll tell you, because that boy can flat eat now.
He can put it away, can't he?
Oh, Lord, I'm telling you. It sounds like, how many years have you been out there, Phil?
We've been out there 6 years now, going on 7.
That don't seem possible.
I know it. It don't seem like it, does it?
No. They're all located on the Painesville Lake Road. Give me your phone number out there.
It's 297-3456.
That's right. And you know, any type of hardware you need out there, and winter is coming on, got a great small engine repair, and you told me you put a man on for that.
Yeah, we've got I've got a boy that works at sometimes on the, you know, on the weekends and stuff, and then I work on them throughout the day, so ain't it, you know. And then I've got Herb, he's working on some of them now, so we've got three or four going all the time.
Mine went bad, and I've got a rider, and I don't have a truck, Scott, So he came out, picked mine up, took it, fixed it, and brought it back to me. That's pretty good service right there. And, you know, tell them your hours, too. And I've seen you there after hours, too, waiting on customers.
We're usually there from 7 till 6 through the week, and then on Saturdays we usually come in around 7 till 3 in the afternoon.
Right. But no mistake made about it. Paul is a straw boss down there. No doubt about it. She was, if I'd had more time, she was frying pork chops back there.
She told me before I left, she said, I probably ought to go down there and do the ad. And I said, well, go on if you want to do it.
Yeah, come on. But you know why she's not here? There was work to be done, and he put her to do it.
She's unloading the truck.
You've been hanging around Leo Music and Jim O'Brien.
Yeah.
Smart man. Let's send this next song out to my beautiful daughter, Quinn Bowling, who's in from Eastern this week. It's so good to see her. The house just come alive when she come home. This is Larry Stevenson called Keep on the Firing Line.
Jesus coming soon, brother, keep on the firing line. There are many dangers everyone must face. If you die fighting, there's no disgrace. With the Lord the coward, you will find no place. So keep on the firing line. Keep on the firing line. Keep on the firing line. Time's getting short. Jesus coming soon, brother. Keep on the firing line. Jesus coming soon, brother, keep on the fire in line.
That's Larry Stevenson, Larry Stevenson Band. Keep on the firing line. It's time for the Highland Church announcements right now. We want to wish a happy birthday to the 5th to Annette Cash, and the 6th to Michelle Borders, Rick Vitico, and Ron Webb. Ron's my neighbor over there in Staffordsville. So happy birthday to all them, and happy anniversaries to Charles and Laura Combs. On the 7th, so we want to wish everybody that. Hey, this coming Saturday, Scott, you may be like a miss at the Highland Church of Christ. Got a men's breakfast. Some of the best food you've ever ate in your life. Come down there at 7:30, and we'll eat a big meal. Also want to give you the deal of the century again here. For rent, a one-bedroom apartment, only $375 a month, with a $200 deposit, your garbage and your water is paid. Can't beat that deal. Call 226-8729. I want to talk about my good friends at Connelly Tire, located on the Paintsville Lake Road at Staffordsville. That's an institution out there, or as I say, they need to be in an institution out there. It's our good friends, Chris and Walt's out there. Walt's been a little under the weather here lately, and I was asking Phil about him. He said he was back to work on Friday, but we're praying for Wallace, and because he's a dedicated worker, isn't he, Phil?
Yep, he's good guy. There all the time.
Pretty good neighbor.
Yep, real good neighbor.
Well, you know, now's the time to play him in checkers when he's down. But Chris has been playing, changing oil in cars since he was on a Milk Creek when he was 10 years old. And what a fine man he is. A good Christian man out there. If you need tires, they've got them at Colony Tire. Any size, any shape. And the nice thing about Colony Tire is you can go in there and tell Chris what your budget is. He'll find you some tires within your budget, and he'll quote you a price. Now, when he quotes you a price, there's no hidden fees there. That's mounted balance on the road, and you just can't beat it. They got the latest state-of-the-art front-end alignment down there at Colony Tire as well. They also have financing available down there, and they do brake work, and they've got wheels down there if you want to deck up your truck a little bit, and rims, and anything you need that way, too. They carry the good interstate batteries down there, and they got a liar's bench out front, of course. Now, let me tell you about their coffee. Have you been out there and drank their coffee? That's the strongest cup of coffee I've ever drank in my life. I go home. When I leave there, if I drink a cup of coffee, I'm talking really, really fast. I can tell you, Scott. I think it's motor oil they're bringing in from the back. It's strong. It's as thick as that. I know that. But don't run around on bad tires when you don't have to. Our good friends at Conley Tire can take care of you. Great waiting room with a big couch and a big screen TV. You can phone them at 297-2424. That's Conley Tire. Everybody knows where Conley Tire is. They've been out there forever. So, we got some big goings on Saturday.
They don't know they'll know Saturday.
Huh?
If they don't, they just turn around and know
Saturday. Yeah, all they got to do is look across the parking lot.
There you go.
Wallace is going to say, what in the world is going on over there? Now, you know, I wonder. I bet you Chris sneaks across the street and gets hot dog. Don't you?
I guarantee they will. Yeah. Probably the whole crew.
He knows Paul. Yeah, the whole.
Yeah, we'll feed them all.
Lunch is on me, boys.
Yeah, come on over.
Now, your wife said the store right next door is going to be having some stuff too.
Probably.
We got to talk about it. We're going to get.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, she's going to hang us.
Yeah. What they got over there?
Anything that you can think of in women's clothes, cowboy boots, and I mean
that's
good stuff.
Cowboy boots.
It's unreal.
Man,
she got a table full of them.
I saw a pair of those cowboy boots.
They are great things, and she sells them. I believe she said the other day there's a pair for $20, and I guarantee you that some of them to a $300 pair of boots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She sells all that stuff that way. She's run some sales, and I'm thinking, my goodness, she had some, what do you call this stuff at the fishermen wear all the time where it don't get hot, and I can't think of the name of it anyway, but you can be out in the sun in it, and it don't it wicks your moisture and keeps you hotter, it keeps you cool either way. And she's about giving that stuff away, and it's like $40-$50 for a t-shirt of it.
She showed me a pair of cowboys, so she was wearing them. Man, they were sharp, big white pair of cowboy boots. So we're gonna have a great time out there. The fishing hole will be open. Philip has the heaters out there to show you to save all this money on your power bills. Because I'm telling you, if you can save, he said his power bill ran $100 a month. And I guarantee you, if he was didn't have that furnace, it'd be about $300-$400.
Yeah, well, here's the way your power bill works. When you hook one of those up, whatever your power bill is, any month that you don't run heat or air, that's what your power bill will be.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's through the winter. That don't matter if it's 40 below zero.
Now, you're leasing some things down there, too.
Yeah, we've got some rental stuff. I got some jackhammers. I got a
log splitter?
I've got a log splitter, plus I've got a generator that we rent out with it. And then we got some smaller tools that we rent. Just have to ask me and see whether we got them on hand or whatever. But try to add a little bit of that stuff as we go.
Yeah. And you also got, for people, if you're camping out at the lake, you got all your RV supplies out there.
Yeah, we've got the sewer drains. We've got the different things, and I'm learning a little bit more about that as we go.
I bet. Jim O'Brien was an education winner.
Yeah, Jim was an education.
But Saturday starts at 10 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
He's going to have vendors out there. He's going to run 20% off sales. And you guys have got your own credit card, too, don't you?
Yeah. Got our own credit system.
You can't beat that. And financing available. And I'm telling you, you need to look into these heaters. You need to look into these mowers. And
chainsaws. Remember, all the weed eaters are chainsaws. If anybody's wanting any, now's the time to buy it. Because you probably never have another opportunity to get that kind of money off. Now, I've got a couple of blowers that's on sale right now. That they're not included in that. Right. They have to go back to the original price, whichever way's the cheapest. I'll figure it out. But for you, right now we got one of the handheld blowers, one of the best on the market as far as I'm concerned. You just a little pull and it'll run.
Well,
and
you showed me out there just half a pull.
Yeah, half a pull and they're started and they're running and they're.
I don't have no trouble with that.
No, okay. I've got elderly women that comes and buys them that says that they can't start anything.
Well, they're light too.
Yeah, and they're probably I think they're $149 for those. So they've been normally $169, so they're $20 off them right now.
We're talking about Field Seat Hardware, big goings on this coming Saturday. September the 9th, from 9 o'clock to about 1 or later, and we've got free food and refreshments and a little surprise in the cooking area. I'm not going to tell Phil about it. I've got some inside information. And bands and
door prizes.
Door prizes, just anything you need, and we're going to have a time. We're going to play another song, and then we're going to get back and talk to Phil a little bit more about this Saturday and everything is. Big customer appreciation this Saturday, September the 9th, at Phillips Heat and Hardware, located on the Paintsville Lake Road. In the meantime, let's listen to some Larry Sparks. This is called Bible Men.
He had an old rundown shotgun shack sitting at the end of the lane. Everybody called him Bible Ben. Really, that wasn't his name. You'd hear him in the evening when the sun went down, sitting on the front porch swing. He'd lift his eyes to the heavenly skies. Everybody heard him sing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Better read the good book like it says. Get down on your knees. Get down on your knees. Bible Ben, where you been? Good book in your hand. Tell all about God's roadmap and how to get to the promised land. Had an old rusty green Ford truck, I think it was a 51. He'd stand in the back with the tailgate down, telling all about God's son. He'd preach about Jonah in the belly of the whale, Daniel in the lion's den. He'd get him a good cool sip of water, start all over again. Bible Ben, where you been? Good book in your hand. Telling all about God's roadmap and how to get to the promised land. Bible Ben, where you been? Good book in your hand. Telling all about God's roadmap and how to get to the promised land. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Better read the good book like it says. Get down on your knees. Get down on your knees.
That's Larry Sparks and Lonesome Ramblers right here on 98.9 WSIP. I want to talk about my good friends Osborne O'Brien and Butcher, located at 212 Second Street right here in Paintsville. A great law firm. Brett's one of the finest men I know. He went down to UK and got his law degree, and they've got a great team of lawyers down at Osborne O'Brien and Butcher. You can phone them too, even a people like me and Jim can remember this number, 789-1111, and they give back to the community that they live in. They're great people. I know they support a lot of the sports teams here in town. But the nice thing about this law firm is they fight for their customers. They'll fight for you, and they're up on the latest laws. Go down there, give them a call at 789-1111, and tell them we was talking about them down here. Go ahead and get a free consultation. Of course, Brett don't know I'm saying it's free, but it is. And if you got questions, have Brett call me. And I'll just tell him, right? But anyway, get your free consultation. At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. And Osborne O'Brien and Butcher is the best down there. If you've had a car accident, you need help with a deed or a will. You'd be surprised at how many people don't have wills these days. They can do all that for you. Go see our good friends at Osborne O'Brien and Butcher, 212 Second Street in Paintsville. Phone them at 789-1111. And my good old buddy James McCoy is a little under the weather right now here. We're hoping, James, that you get better. But he's got a wonderful tree service over there. We're talking about McCoy's Tree Service tonight. Is you can find him at 395-0473. James has been in the business for over 40 years. He's insured, and the secret to his success is he's got the equipment and the staff to do it. They've come out and done some work for me and done a wonderful job and real friendly staff. And James makes sure it's done right. When he leaves your house, it'll be as good or better than they left it. Tree topping, tree trimming, stump removal. That's our good friends at McCoy's Tree Service. 395-0473. Free estimates and discounts to senior citizens. Now, you was telling me something off the air that's very interesting, which I can't believe this scenario would happen, but if you don't have it, what are you going to do?
Well, the Echo Bearcat products, if you purchase it Saturday and go ahead and pay for it, we'll get you one in the next week or so and get whatever it may be. We may have a bunch. I've got quite a bit of stock and inventory in.
Are you kidding? Can't walk through that place. You got some.
But, you know, if for something we don't have and you want one, you go ahead and pay me for it. You get the 20% off of it, and we'll get it. I made sure of that. I called them the other day, and we talked about a lot of scenarios that could happen, right. And I wanted to be sure I was clear on it.
Right.
So, and the generators, I've had a lot of people looking at, but the Bearcat generators, I'm about like Jim on that. But,
you're sure it's not McCullough or anything?
No. Okay. But, they're the real quiet ones. They're like, they're 2,000 watt, and then there's a 3,500. There'll be 20% off of those as well. We got pressure washers. We got electric pressure washers. They're 20% off of them. I even called to make sure that would happen.
Man.
So.
20%. That's
quite a bit when you get up.
Last time I've done math, that's $20 on the 100, Scott. Yep. That's pretty good right there. And you're going to have vendors out there, and
we'll have some of the reps, you know, from the different products. I know Exmart will be there.
And you guys also, you're still renting U-Hauls out there, aren't you?
We still rent U-Hauls. A lot of them are going out of here. We don't like that, but
yeah.
I'd like to get more in, which we've got a couple of trucks in this week, but I'll send them right back out again. So.
Yeah, they stay pretty busy, don't they?
Yep.
But you do have a U-Haul rental down there, and there's a little bit of everything going on down there at Phillips Heating Harbor. That's one thing you have done through the years. You've expanded your business, and you just keep going. Every time I come down there, there's something new going on.
Yeah. It's the only way you can make it these days.
Yeah, you're getting ready for winter, too. I'm sure that you got salt in for the driveways.
We've got salt. We've got a lot of the stuff. We've got the heat tapes. We got new displays of locks and stuff in that we got in, a new end wall, and then we got a new pet display in the other day that we put up.
You got bait for the fishermen and tips of the day on what's hitting?
Yep. We get there. That every morning.
And you're selling fishing licenses.
Yep, we sell fishing licenses, deer licenses. I sold a lot of deer tags there Saturday.
And you still got marine batteries down there.
Yeah, we've got marine batteries.
Those are hard to find if you're looking for a battery for your boat. Man, there's just everything in the world going on down there. We're going to have a big time Saturday with some Forrest Grace is going to be there, and Timotheus Collins and Leo and them will be down there. Great singers, and there's some more singers coming in. $20 cowboy boots. I want to see them.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my wife away from this place.
She probably will.
She'll wear me out. She'll wear me out, buddy. But we look forward to it, Philip, and we really appreciate our partnership with you as a sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. And you've been our sponsor now for going on 3 years now.
Yeah.
And, I'll never forget, me and George was called on you and solicited your business, and we've been partners ever since. We really appreciate having you.
We thank you.
And we're going to have a big time down there on Saturday. We're looking forward to it. Hey, this Saturday, give them the phone number one more time if they want to inquire.
297-3456.
This Saturday, September 9th, coming up, Phillips Heat and Hardware on the Paintsville Lake Road at Stafford will come out for a big time. We got to get out of here until we see you next week. Remember two things. Always smile. The sunshine is good for your teeth. And always put the Lord Jesus Christ first in your life. We'll see you next week, and hopefully Jim will be back. We'll tell you what happened.
I've been searching for an answer. I looked high and low, but could not find. The sins of this world have overcome me. Lost with no direction, I was blind. Dear God, reach down your hand and save me now from sin. That's the prayer by my bedside I pray. You make the lame to walk and the blind ones to see. Let your spirit